Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Insightful words to help your today be the beginning for a better tomorrow. Brought to you by NSC Immunition Products for the immune response and more. Now, here's Frank.
While I'm now officially a senior citizen, call me a seasoned citizen, but don't call me old. I'm putting old on hold, so just wait until I go in and cut me in half and count the rings to know my true age. The psalmist in Psalm 71:9 expressed the fear of our senior citizen thousands of years ago. Quote, "Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails." There's too often today an attitude that death is preferable to long-term disability and decline, and particularly with mental decline by dementia and Alzheimer's now suffered by 4 million plus in the U.S. The reality is the number of the elderly are increasing at an unprecedented rate thanks to an enormous reduction in the deaths of our young and the benefits of medical advances. Add our increased awareness of how to prevent disease through natural lifestyle enhancements, including proper nutrition, adequate rest, moderate exercise, stress management, and quality supplementation for our deficiencies. Thomas Jefferson, who, when asked if he would choose to live over again, said yes, but only between the ages of 25 and 60. Jefferson wrote what amounts to the Declaration of Independence for old age. Jefferson lamented, "In old age, the powers of life are sensibly on the wane. Sight becomes dim, hearing dull, memory constantly enlarging its frightful blank, and parting with all we have ever seen or known. Spirits evaporate. Bodily debility creeps on, palsying every limb. And so faculty after faculty quits us. And where then is life?" But Jefferson wrote in a time of average life expectancy of 48, not today 78. Did you know the fastest growing segment of the American population today is those over the age of 85? The average family now has more living parents than children. The problems of old age are now primarily assigned to institutions, nursing homes, hospitals, and hospice. Meals and activities of seniors are usually in community senior programs, a far cry when most Americans were fed, grew old, and passed on at home, surrounded and aided by family members. Frankly speaking, to discard the knowledge, experience, wisdom, and advice of generations who have succeeded in depressions, war, and life, while having faith in the family and God, is to throw away many of the answers to our current national crisis. Neglect of our seasoned citizens is an act of being rudely ungrateful to those who have made America the greatest nation in the world, where all ages aspire to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Dollars are scarce, bills are high, and inflation back. You want the best health products and big savings? The answer's joining the NSC Club. A huge 24% discount all the time on any NSC ammunition products with free membership and renewal. More free shipping and handling with delivery each month in your mail, and even change products monthly if you want. As a special bonus, receive a free NSC product after your first purchase. Now feel free to join the NSC Club by calling 888-541-3997 or at NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Frank Jordan saying go in good faith and good health and be healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Frank Jordan's commentary is brought to you by NSC. Call 888-541-3997 or go to NSC24.com to get Frank's free gift for you of an NSC glucan sample valued at $15 with free shipping too. To join the NSC Club or to purchase NSC products, call 888-541-3997 or go to NSC24.com.